I'm Avi Arditi with Roseanne Skirbel, and this week on Wordmaster, the art of rap. This form of music sprang from the hip-hop culture of young, urban African-Americans.
But as often happens with black music, it's a white artist who's getting lots of attention lately, especially now that he's starring in a semi-biographical movie called 8 Mile. We're talking about Eminem. That's E-M-I-N-E-M, a play on the initials of his real name, Marshall Mathers.
A top rapper is known as an MC, meaning master of ceremonies or microphone controller. A few years ago, Priest Da Nomad, a local MC from Washington, came into our studios to talk about rap.
To rap is basically just like to speak, but it's to speak rhythmically. And when you notice that when you kind of talk anyway, you kind of define a rhythm, but we don't really notice it. So it's just like really consciously doing it. And it's just using your brain, which is a muscle. So it's like every time you do it, it's like going to the gym with your brain.
you have to keep working out and getting stronger.
I mean, and it's different aspects of rapping. And, you know, the one I specialize in is improvisational rhyming, which is called freestyling.
Give him a word, he'll think up a rhyme. Here he goes off on the word, word.
We're going to break it down. The W, O to the R, and the D, that's me. Representative from D.C. Calm MCs like sedative, and that's a word meaning to calm down. Down, I don't know, maybe that's the way you go. Adverb, when I come through, rhyming is absurd. I'll say I say the subject and the predicate. Before I hit the predicate, you looking at me, dag, he got mic etiquette. Oh, goodness, smooth with this flow. When I bust over the styles and hit you with the flow, it's like the Nile River. Delivery like poetry, hit the high notes like Al Green on the scene, sort of like Valvoline. My tongue was dipped in oil to slide by rhythms.
And he kept going. Priest Da Nomad started rapping when he was 12. He annoyed his teachers by tapping out rhythms on his desk.
He mastered the art of freestyling with practice, but also speech training and working with others.
We used to take speech exercises like doing debates, doing alliteration, going through the alphabet, do storytelling, environment rhyming, which is just picking things out in the environment and rhyming about them. I read the newspaper every day. I try to feed my brain with as much data as possible, and then you practice upon drawing upon that data in a split second.
Priest Da Nomad says rap lyrics don't have to be violent or vulgar, but tell that to the record companies.
When you talk about money becoming an aspect, that means things are going to happen to sell records. And certain artists and certain types of music are pushed because it talks about a certain lifestyle. And pop America, white America, is fascinated by that lifestyle.
How different are you from that 12-year-old who was pounding on his desk in junior high?
Well, you know, I've grown and matured. I still have the same passion, though. My whole thing with what I do is when I feel something and when something moves me, I can't ignore it. And everyone from, like, teachers and parents, I mean, my mother used to tell me, why are you doing, you know, she laughed at it at first because she was like, okay, it's a phase he's going through. And then after high school, and we were dealing with some record companies, and but before we could do a deal, like, one of them folded. And I went to school for a little bit, to college, and came back and got pulled back into music. And once I got back into it, I was like, this is where my heart is, and I'm not ever stopping.
Yo, yo, this goes out to all my people, all over.
Yeah.
Style, yeah. Generation 2000. Yeah. My man, she's Salon. Yeah. You know, come on, got to get busy representing DC.
We talked to Priest Da Nomad back in 1999 before he got the chance to perform at a nationally televised Millennium Celebration here in Washington. But as he later told a Washington Post reporter, the lyrics they gave him, written by basketball star Shaquille O'Neal and the rapper Coolio, were horrible, too commercial.
So Priest ended up saying thanks, but no thanks, to the man who invited him, the legendary black music producer Quincy Jones. Believe it or not, Priest Da Nomad still has a career. In fact, he's featured on an album with another Washington, D.C. rapper, Storm the Unpredictable, coming out in January. Plus, he tells us he's working on a new album of his own.
And that's Wordmaster for this week. We're on the web at voanews.com/wordmaster, and our email address is word@voanews.com. With Roseanne Skirbel, I'm Avi Arditi.